Right after Iowa, a lot of candidates showed up for this. What does that tell you?
So it shows that these candidates are treating climate change as the top two or three issue that voters in polls in this state and others have really said that it is for them all throughout this cycle. You know, these candidates are in incredibly high demand right now. They have insane schedules, and several of them took time out of those schedules to spend an hour talking with students about the issue of climate change, with a lot of national media on hand, too. It was sort of a different spectacle than I've seen for this issue on the trail in the months before now. Here's just a taste of what some of those candidates had to say.
Now, this is it. This is our moment. I am convinced we can do it, but we have to have a president that can bring people with her and talk about it in a way that makes sense to people.
If everybody is vulnerable to climate harms, everybody can participate in the solution. And that's the corner I think we have to turn in order to actually get anything done.
The economies of scale, the amounts of money that have to be spent or diverted in the environmental area are so massive that you can't really rely on a single business or a single individual to solve that problem. So it has to be the government.
That was Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, and former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, who is a Republican running against President Trump.
You've spent a lot of time looking into each candidate's policies. We have a link where you explore that at our website, nhpr.org. Did you learn anything new at this forum?
So this was definitely the most depth these candidates have gone into on climate change in New Hampshire. And the student panelists, you know, knew enough to be able to press them for some details that we haven't heard before. There were a lot of new nuances on some of the biggest, most divisive issues in this field. The candidates talked about how they would tackle the history of deception and disinformation from the fossil fuel industry and the harms of climate change. They talked about sort of how to weigh the pros and cons of closing down existing nuclear power plants. And they talked about, you know, sort of the nuts and bolts of how they might phase out natural gas. So, I mean, and overall, they're focusing, you know, not only more on those details, but also on the equity challenges and sort of the social justice challenges that surround and underlie this issue. And, you know, some candidates focus on that more than others, especially those who are more aligned with the Green New Deal. But I think we're hearing more candidates draw those connections than we have before.
So what were some of the top concerns you were hearing from voters overall?
So voters all along in this campaign have said that they want more attention for climate change, but they don't always seem to know what to do when they get that attention. They're not entirely sure what kinds of details to listen for. They may not understand enough about the science or the really complex unsolved policy challenges that go on in this issue. So people, I think, have remained pretty uneasy about climate change, even as candidates have talked more about it. And at this forum, I heard kind of a shift from a lot of the voters I talked to. They were a little bit less worried about being in the weeds of each candidate's plan, although there was plenty of that to go around. But they were wanting to hear more of a tone being set on this issue. They wanted to know how a candidate would be showing more moral leadership on this issue globally and how they would carry that message on to other voters across the country who are less invested in the issue than they are. Clarice Perryman was one of those. She's a UNH doctoral student who asked some of the candidate questions.
While climate is a major issue for me personally, I've dedicated my life to studying the effects of climate change. I know that not every voter feels that climate is their central issue, but candidates who want to be seen as a climate champion can make the connection between climate change and my climate plan and this other really important thing you care about, whether it's healthcare or the economy or jobs or trade, what have you.
Annie Ropeek, do you expect to keep hearing about climate change as this race goes on?
Well, voters certainly seem to hope that they will, and I think I expect to. You know, people seem to want candidates to really keep this in the focus, especially as they reach sort of the more national stage, the general election phase of this cycle. People feel like this has been a breakthrough election for climate policy, for attention on it, activism around it. And people feel like in the coming months, they want to make sure that bears out. They want to see this carry through to November and have Democrats especially find ways that they could try to win on this issue in November. So I think especially if we get the same attention on the issue that we did in New Hampshire in other states, then we could see this continue.